RTFW.
And how are you today?
Yeah, doing pretty well. Can't complain. It says 73. He got home at 4:45.
Fantastic for him. That's great. It's good to get done early and wrapped up. Get back into a nice warm house. So, yeah, I hate I missed him, but glad he's all finished up. So, what's going on with you this morning?
I got a machine decided it needed a part yesterday late, and that ended up staying late yesterday day, and was still looking for some gasket material late last night, but it was too late to find anything. Maybe I can find some this morning at Grimble Rubber and Gasket.
Roger that. Have you used those guys a good bit?
And Dixie.
Good deal. Yeah, I used to, a buddy of mine, he actually used to work there, over there at, the Greenville one. That's probably 15 years ago, I guess, something like that. 12, 15 years ago. But yeah, he used to work over there for just a little bit.
Materials, kind of like head gasket material, except it's got like a graphite type coating on it, and I need it to hold up to a lot of pressure and a lot of temp.
Did you make anything you need?
Yeah, they got the material. They can cut it out just exactly like you want it. I think they got one of them water jet cutters.
Cool.
We're trying to put on yesterday. Didn't have any adapter flanges for it. It was actually a different size, and we didn't have the adapter flanges, so I got to work on trying to get some of that made, too. I got some metal coming in to get a machine shop to make those.
You got something to keep you busy today, right?
Yeah, Roger on that one, for sure. Today's the first day this winter that I've had to defrost a truck.
Defrost today for sure. Of course, I've had defrost many, many times already. I was just thinking, man, my car shows 32, but man, it just sure felt a whole lot colder than that out there.
Yeah, it was 28 in Greer. Thinking about maybe trying to get together on a Friday night somewhere's in Easley to grab a bite to eat.
I guess just let me know and I'll see what I can work out on that.
Guys.
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff around here, Easley, Powdersville. There's all kinds of stuff. I mean, anything from Mexican, Italian. They got just the kind of all your normal places you think of, you know, like the Copper River and all that, and the Outback and the Cracker Barrel. I mean, there's all kinds of, good grief, you name it, it's probably over here.
Yeah, my wife happens to be off on Friday night.
Yeah, Rebecca's got to work this Friday night. Back to her normal schedule on that. So, matter of fact, she might even have to work tonight a little bit, I think. I think she was waiting on a call back on that. But, yep, I think she's got to work tonight.
Get up with him. I got to pay him some money for that radio.
And hopefully I might even bring the couple pieces of the tower that I got to work on to work later this week and get one of the guys to help me out on some welding on it so that I can start wrapping that project up.
Hey, Jeff.
Had him go through a little bad spot right here. There we go. There's always one spot over there by 85. There's just a ton of interference, and I usually can't hear a thing right there, but I'm out of it now.
I'm on my X right now over here by the Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Got a signal from the repeater, though.
The weather looks like it's supposed to turn out to be a super nice day today. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, Sunshiny and 57, looks like KN4 TFW.
KOT, yep, I'll take it.
Well, that rain, I'm done with the rain. They're talking next week, rain and snow showers.
And for real, I hadn't looked out in advance, but man, that's, yeah, I guess this be expected. I did see something about, because I was looking for the weekend, and it looked like maybe Friday night and Saturday morning was supposed to have some rain come through, but I really didn't pay close enough attention to it because I figured, hey, it's so far out, it might be 80 degrees and sunny by then.
Yeah, roger on that one. They just do good to predict it the day of, right?
Look out the window and then give me a forecast for that moment.
TV and what they say in the Weather Channel is usually two different things.
Pulling up, so I'm gonna hop out of here and get this day rolling. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I hope you can find all those parts you need and get that machine up and running, and keep that portion of the shop moving. And hopefully we will catch you in the morning. So 7-3s to you, and we'll catch you later. KK4POT.
Now, 7-3, Tim. Hope you have an awesome day and a good evening, and I hope to catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.